Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, June the 18th, 2010. Boy, another week just zipped right by, didn't it? Well, at the risk of being accused of being a prosperity preacher, up above I wrote that God's promises of prosperity are still true. And they really are. God's word doesn't change just because circumstances change. He is still God Almighty, and He still backs up His word. And in this podcast, I want to give you three simple and basic but very important keys to prosperity. Now, I realize that volumes have been written on this topic. These are by no means the only keys to prosperity, but I think they are among the most important. The first one is give and receive. And you'll probably notice that I didn't call this give. Give and receive. You know, giving is such a vital element of prosperity that is perhaps the most important key of all. Some people dismiss giving completely. And you know what? In these days of economic woes, some who used to give are now giving less. I read where charitable organizations are seeing their percentages of donations decrease month by month. Then, of course, there are other people that argue about what to give and where to give and how much they should give. And then you've got those that get all in a fuss about whether you should call it tithing or you should call it abundant giving or you should call it abundant sharing. Or, you know, the bottom line is that giving is a law that God instituted. It's a law that God set up, and it works. You know, one of the reasons that people have a difficult time with giving is that they fail to realize that all they have, God gave to them in the first place. What do you mean? I worked my butt off for all this. I worked for this. I earned this. All right, back up just a little bit, and let's take a look at the big picture. Who does it all really belong to? In the big picture, it all belongs to God. I mean, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to God. Now, I know people may argue and say, no, this is mine. I worked hard for it. I earned it. I worked for it. It belongs to me. Okay, you worked. But where did you get the mind and the body to do the work? Did you create yourself? You see, everything that you have originated from God. It all came from Him, and it all belongs to Him. And I'll tell you, when you get to the point when you recognize and understand that, you've made some progress. And I really prefer to call this the law of giving and receiving. That comes from Paul's epistle to the Philippians. Calling it giving and receiving really best describes it, because as you give, you will receive. Jesus Christ said, give, and it shall be given unto you. You know, I've been practicing this law of giving and receiving for around 35 years. It works because God set it up to work. Just like all the other laws of the universe that God set up, they work. When it comes to prosperity and really opening the doors for many, many blessings, the first and perhaps the most important key is giving and receiving. Now, the second key is have an attitude of gratitude. Being grateful for what you already have is such an important key to having prosperity. You know why? Well, when you're thankful, it takes your focus off of the lack and puts your focus back on the supplier, because it is a recognition of what He has blessed you with. Do you see this? You know, there are a lot of people who complain. They see their limited supply and wish they had more and complain. Their focus remains where? On what they lack and how it's not enough. Do you remember when Jesus Christ multiplied the loaves and fishes? He asked the disciples, okay, what do we got here? And their response was, hey, we don't have enough. Are you kidding me? Certainly a few loaves and a couple of fishes was not anywhere close to what was needed to feed thousands, was it? Or was it? But Jesus Christ thanked the Father for what they had. You know, it's just as easy to complain about what you don't have as it is to recognize what God has blessed you with. It's simply a decision of which thoughts you choose to entertain. You see, you can focus on your lack or You can choose to thank God for what you have right now at this moment, recognizing that God blessed you with it. I know a lot of people get to this point, but sadly, many times, this is where religion stops. People are told to, hey, stop complaining and just be thankful for what you have. And then, somehow, try to get by. Try to survive. Be thankful for what you have. Quit complaining and just do the best you can with what you have. Okay, that may sound all nice and spiritual, but you know something? That doesn't pay the mortgage, does it? People seem to forget that God takes it a step further. And that's number three. Number three is ask God to multiply what you have. Why not ask God to multiply what you have right now? That's what Jesus did with the loaves and the fishes, not once, but twice. The Bible says that he asked his disciples to bring him the loaves and the fishes. And he took the food and he looked up to heaven and he blessed it, meaning he was talking to his Father about it, being thankful, and then blessed it. Well, why not ask God to bless what you have? Ask God to multiply what you have. First, thank him for what you do have right now, recognizing that he is the one who provided it. And no matter how small it may seem to you, recognize that God has blessed you with it, genuinely thank him, and then ask him to multiply it. Remember the widow woman in the Bible who only had a pot of oil and a whole lot of debt? God multiplied her oil so that she could pay off all of her debt and have enough money left over for her and her two sons to live. There's another woman in the Bible that was about to eat her last meal with her son and then die because of the famine. God multiplied her last little bit of food so that they ate from it for over a year. See, never underestimate the supplier. Our job's not to try to figure out God's job. Gee, he should do it this way, or how's he going to do it? No. Our job is to simply apply the principles and have confidence in God's ability to supply all that we need in abundance. You know, it always just blows my mind when I read those records about the loaves and the fishes. You know why? Because they ended up with more leftovers than what they started with. Thousands ate and had as much as they wanted, and then there was an abundance of leftovers. It is not the will of God for you to just get by. God's desire is for abundance. And you know, in these days of economic uncertainty, what are you doing talking about abundance? Yes, I am. I'm talking about what the Bible teaches. And during these days with the economy in such sad shape, you're going to hear plenty of get-rich-quick schemes. Lottery sales, you know, are up all across the country. Many people are hoping the government will just do something and help. Now, more than ever before, it is important for Christians, for God's people, to operate the keys to prosperity. Now, more than ever, it is time to give. Time to be grateful for what you've been blessed with, and time to ask God to multiply it. Well, that's it for this podcast. Have you got a comment? If you do, please go ahead and type it in down below, because you know we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And if you'd like to subscribe to this blog, it's free to subscribe. And when you do, well, you don't have to bookmark it. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new, because all subscribers get notified personally every time something new is posted. And again, it's free to subscribe. And if you do, and whether you do it email or RSS, when you do subscribe to this blog, as my way of saying thanks, I'm going to give you a lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link right down below with some information. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great weekend.